You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This just in from American Right to Life press release, Denver Election Day, November 6th, 2012. So this is an election results analysis from last night from American Right to Life, and it's atop their webpage right now. Republican moderates like Bob Dole, John McCain, and Mitt Romney lose elections, whereas candidates that have at least appealed to the party's pro-life core, like Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush, win by energizing the base. Now, I'm going to go through this press release, and if you would, think it through with me and think if this is correct, both from a political and pragmatic perspective and from a moral perspective about fundamental eternal principles, because that first statement is a political pragmatic calculation observation. And there's nothing wrong with political pragmatism as long as it's done within the context of biblical morality. You could be wise and practical, you should be, but only within the context of right and wrong, of good versus evil, of doing the right thing. So the first statement here is that Republican moderates, and they have moderates in quotes, because they're not really moderates, right? They're child-killing liberals, tax and spend, socialist, basically, pro-homosexual, all that. So Republican moderates like Bob Dole, John McCain, and Mitt Romney lose elections, whereas candidates that have at least appealed to the party's pro-life core, like Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush, win by energizing the base. To continue with the press release, so disdaining their pro-family base, the Republican Party has bragged that it is moving away from what they call the social issues, that is, the sanctity of life and of marriage. Of course, however, the very foundation of human civilization is the non-negotiable God-given right to life and the sanctity of marriage. Do you realize that? That is the foundation of human civilization. Those two principles, the God-given right to life for the innocent and the sanctity of marriage. That's it. I mean, where do you go deeper than that to find principles on which human beings could build a civilized society? Where do you go deeper than that? I mean, that's the foundation. And so this is what the Republican Party elite is distancing itself from, and they call it the social issues. It's like a social disease. We don't need no stinking social issues. So this press release from American Right to Life, and if you'd like, you could go to their website, AmericanRTL.org, and share this on Facebook or wherever. Republican power brokers hostile to biblical values surrender presidential election after election to big spending socialist Democrats like Obama because they actually would rather risk that outcome than nominate a candidate who will invigorate the base. by fighting for the life of the unborn child and for the sanctity of marriage. And predictably, such rhino Republicans, right, Republican in name only. Now, there's a whole twist to that term. That term is now a misnomer, but it's a link at American Right to Life site, and it's a fascinating link. But anyway, predictably, such rhino Republicans will argue the exact opposite, that if Republicans want to win, they need to become increasingly liberal, that is, pro-homosexuality, pro-abortion, pro-socialist, anti-marriage, etc. However, if the country is offered a candidate like Mitt Romney, who is a government healthcare reformist, implementer of homosexual marriage, pro-abortion socialist, well then, why not just stick with the openly liberal party? Because it's hard to out-Democrat a Democrat. The party leaders have moved so far to the left that they are competing with the Democrats on the liberal agenda. And that's hard to beat them on their own turf. So continuing, this is now today. It's at AmericanRightToLife.org at their website, atop the homepage. And the title of this is Republican Party, We Don't Need the Social Issues. They don't need the social issues. That's what they've been bragging about for years. Here in Colorado, it's who? Ryan Call, the chairman of the Colorado GOP. And before him, it was Dick Wadhams. Dick Wadhams, who's lost every Republican race he gets his hand on. Bob Schaefer. And who was it in Virginia? George Allen. Well, George Allen, he had him distance himself from the marriage amendment that passed handily in Virginia. And George Allen, the Republican, lost. And Tom Daschle. Remember Tom Daschle, that pro-abortion Republican in the House, who was in the House for years? And National Right to Life and Focus on the Family gave him political cover to extend his career as a pro-abortion Republican because he supported the absolutely fraudulent partial birth abortion ban. So it gave him political cover, even though he's a pro-abort, even though he fought for abortions on military bases, abortions overseas, abortions wherever people wanted abortions, he could vote against the PBA, partial birth abortion technique, because he knew it wouldn't stop a single abortion. So those kinds of regulations, they end with, and then you could kill the baby, those seven words, they end with that. And so Tom Daschle and countless other Republican pro-aborts get political cover from Focus on the Family by pretending then to support something that's pro-life, knowing it would never stop a single abortion. As Bob and Yurt Live has warned on the air for, what, 15 years? And as American Right to Life has always warned, and Colorado Right to Life has always warned. So anyway, let's get back to this press release from ARTL, Republican Party, We Don't Need the Social Issues. Now, for years, I've heard, it's sort of like an iconic line from Hollywood, we don't need no stinking papers. I don't know what movie that comes from. But we don't need these social issues. I could just hear Dick Wadhams saying that, or the chairman of the national GOP. We don't need no stinking issues. We're just going to out-Democrat the Democrats. So let's go to continue with this press release. Those who know that the battle is not R versus D, but it is good versus evil and right versus wrong, and that the innocent child's life must not be relegated to a second-tier negotiable issue, those are the kinds of person who are joining American Right to Life. For, of course, even Ronald Reagan let down the pro-lifers who trusted in his leadership by funding some abortion, as with the Mexico City policy, right? That's where tax dollars were used overseas to kill some babies who were not deemed worthy of love and protection. and by nominating known pro-abortion judges, including Sandra Day O'Connor. Remember Ronald Reagan did that? And she was a known, she was a state representative in, where was it, Arizona? And she had twice voted on record for Planned Parenthood, for abortion, and Reagan tragically nominated her to the Supreme Court, where she used her influence to promote child killing in America for many years. And someone complicit in that is the moral majority leader, Jerry Falwell, but he's with the Lord now and he's repented. So he's sorry. And I know he was complicit because I heard it with my own ears from his mouth, explaining that he remained quiet during the crucial months leading up to the vote to confirm Sandra Day O'Connor, knowing she was a pro-abort, but he did it as a favor. He stayed quiet and lacked the humility, even in with hindsight, to acknowledge that what he did was wrong. All there were millions of Christians who looked to Jerry Falwell for leadership and donated to his moral majority. And the number one issue was child killing. That was the number one single issue that gave Ronald Reagan the advantage over his opponents. And Jerry Falwell was riding that whole wave with increased, you know, success in his ministry. And so when the rubber met the road, the reason they put a pro-life president in office was to give us pro-life Supreme Court justices. And Reagan's first opportunity, he gave us a feminist pro-abort. And even though I love Ronald Reagan, you don't cover it up. It's like if you love your dad and your dad's an alcoholic, you shouldn't be an enabler. You don't pretend. So when King David, beloved King David, committed murder and adultery, God didn't cover it up. He put it smack dab in the middle of the Bible. It's right in the middle. It's right there in black and white. So let's continue. So Ronald Reagan let down pro-lifers who trusted him. And George W. Bush, while he would claim to oppose abortion, increased funding to Planned Parenthood by hundreds of millions of dollars more than even Bill Clinton was able to give them. And Bush ended up killing, by his own policies and approval, more than 3 million children during his term in office, unborn children. I mean, that's getting them, that puts you right up there, right? If you look at the genocidal tyrants in the world who've killed, you know, mass murderers, like Obama's responsible for the children who are killed in his jurisdiction during his term in office, even though he doesn't kill them with his own hands, if he approves of killing them, then he's responsible. We went through that a week ago with a Christian leader on the States of Refuge tour that begins today in Jackson, Mississippi. I spoke earlier with Leslie Hanks, spokesperson for American Right to Life. She's down there right now. And that event is kicked off and it's going strong. And so what a wonderful conversation where we went to the scriptures and we saw that, in fact, this is with Rusty Thomas of Operation Rescue National. And we saw that God says that there's a corporate guilt. So when the leaders tolerate, even if they just look the other way or they were apathetic, they're guilty of the bloodshed of the innocent. And when they support it and approve of it, then they're really guilty. So George W. Bush, who gets a false sense of security by Christians like Jill Stanek, who says he's 100% pro-life. He's a pro-life hero, but yet he approved of the killing of millions of children during his term. Millions. And he hardly lifted a finger to save a single baby, despite all the lies you hear. Oh, yeah, he supported the partial birth abortion ban, just like Tom Daschle, pro-abort, did, because it wouldn't change anything. It would not. James Dobson, the chief advocate for the partial birth abortion ban, said, and this is verbatim, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, unquote. So how's that? So Bush could support that. It brought in $250 million to the pro-life industry, and much of that money was used to reelect George W. Bush. So why not support it? Pro-aborts will support it. It's cleaning up the abortion industry. It's doing their PR work for them. It's making them look more humane. And that's what the ruling said from the U.S. Supreme Court. The most brutally violent, wicked ruling in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court was their partial birth abortion ruling, Gonzalez v. Carhart, where they actually said that this law is going to improve the image of the abortion industry. And the abortionists need to find ways of killing these unborn children that appear less gruesome. And they said certainly they could dismember them, but it might be better to give them an injection in, what did they recommend? Digoxin, is that the name of that poison? Into the cardio sac, into the baby's beating heart, kill the baby, and then you could remove it once it's dead. When you read that ruling, I know grown men who have cried tears reading that ruling. It's not all that long. I might have been the first person in the country to read it after it came out. Certainly I was the first pro-lifer, because all the pro-lifers around the country were praising it as a great victory. And I read the devastation. It is a virtual late-term abortion manual on how to kill a late-term baby in the mother's womb without getting in trouble. That's what it is. And Judge Roy Moore, if you recall, now he was just elected. He won, right? He won in Alabama, Chief Justice of the Alabama State Supreme Court. And so now he'll be back on the bench. He was ousted about a decade ago because he was defending the right of the state to display the Ten Commandments in the lobby of their judicial Supreme Court building. And he was ousted for that by our Republican U.S. Supreme Court. Remember, Republican, right? Seven of the nine Republican judges helped to kick him out. And believe me, he was an embarrassment to the Republican Party elite. The National Republican Party, they were embarrassed by Judge Roy Moore, and there's no doubt they are discouraged that he's back on the bench. Discouraged. But when the PBA ban came out, Judge Roy Moore celebrated it. Why not? Focus on the Family was, the National Catholic Bishops were, everybody was celebrating, all the pro-lifers celebrating the victory, except for a small group of Christians in Denver, Colorado, who had actually read the ruling and published an analysis of the ruling that quickly became the number one Google referenced link for the Gonzalez v. Carhart partial birth abortion ruling. And Christian leader after Christian leader, and there's a long list of them, repented and came out and apologized for their initial support of the partial birth abortion ban. And let me tell you, Judge Roy Moore is one of them. And if you go to AmericanRightToLife.org to look at this press release and to share it on Facebook or email it to a friend, just click on the partial birth abortion ban fiasco article, or just do AmericanRightToLife.org/PBA. That'll get you there. And you see that Judge Roy Moore apologizes. In fact, you could even hear it. You can read the transcript or listen to Judge Roy Moore publicly apologize and repent for his initial celebration of that brutally wicked U.S. Supreme Court PBA ruling. And he stated, and we know he did because it was on this show, Bob Benyart Live. He stated, things aren't always as they seem. And when this PBA ruling came out, many praised the ruling. In fact, I was one of them. I had not read the ruling. But then when you read the Carhart opinion and you realize what they have done is atrocious. And he says, when I heard someone say this opinion does not save a single human life, They are correct. I liken this Carhartt opinion to just like in Germany, a court in Germany during the Holocaust coming out and saying the Congress has just passed a rule that we couldn't gas these Jews, but it certainly allows us to put them in a ditch and cover them up with dirt while they're still breathing. So Judge Roy Moore is just elected yesterday as the Alabama Chief Justice. On this program, Bob Benyert Live joined the chorus of Christian voices who condemned the brutally wicked partial birth abortion ban ruling by the Republican Supreme Court, which to this day, groups like Focus on the Family and National Right to Life wish they could take credit for, but they hardly mention it anymore because it's been exposed as a fraud, a child-killing fundraising fraud. And Judge Roy Moore continued. So he said, it's like we can't gas the Jews, but we could bury them alive. And you can hear this. Just go to AmericanRightToLife.org/PBA and click on listen or click on transcript. Read the whole transcript of the whole interview. And he said, you see, this is how atrocious the Carhartt opinion is. It says you can still kill them. You just have to do it in a different way. Now, if anybody doesn't believe that that is what the opinion says, I invite them to read it. You have just got to read the opinion. And then Judge Moore quotes the ruling verbatim. And this is what he quotes from the ruling. In addition, if intact PBA, you know, partial birth abortion, where the baby's complete and you pull it out, the ruling says if partial birth abortion is truly necessary, a prior injection to kill the fetus allows the doctor to perform the procedure, given that the act's prohibition only applies to the delivery of a living fetus. So Judge Roy Moore read, and that's just one brutally wicked part of the whole ruling, but the justices say, look, if you want to do a partial birth abortion, actually, just kill the baby first, then do it. That's fine. And Judge Roy Moore concluded, we all stand in need of correction. And I can admit, I too needed that. I spoke too quickly, but you know, all you have to do is read the opinion. Why hasn't Focus on the Family to this day read the opinion? Why haven't they apologized? Why hasn't National Right to Life apologized for bringing about the most brutally wicked ruling in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court? And I tell you, they have some pretty wicked rulings. So let's get back to this press release. So it talks about George Bush and Ronald Reagan letting us down, Bush killing more than 3 million children during his term in office. So American Right to Life goes on. This is no longer your grandma's pro-life movement. To get the support of the personhood movement, any alleged conservative candidate is going to have to be willing to sacrifice his own career in defense of the unborn child, or he's as worthless as a soldier unwilling to face the battle. Those pro-lifers who supported Romney, just like Esau in the Bible, sold their birthright for what? Yet, as long as leaders, bishops, and groups like Focus on the Family and Concerned Women for America misrepresent politicians who advocate killing children, the moral foundation of both the church and the culture will continue to disintegrate. No one but God could know how much better off America would be if we had spent the last decades with our leaders teaching us to oppose every politician who is willing to kill a single innocent child. Isn't that something? Instead, it's been the opposite. They've been convincing us why it's important to support child killers. Just not the Democratic child killers, but the Republican child killers, which is worse. Your child killer is always worse than their child killer when he's the murderer who you defend, who you support, who's in your camp. Judgment begins in the house of God. The immorality here is worse than the immorality out there. For how could anyone be surprised that today, four states voted in support of homosexual marriage, right? That was four states yesterday. Now, I think only in Maine, where question one asked, do you want to allow the state of Maine to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples? That's pretty much an outright enactment of homosexual marriage. 53% said yes. In Maryland, Minnesota, and Washington, there were votes where some people are trying to protect marriage, and the vote came out against them. Now, this makes history. This is new. 52% in each of those three states against biblical marriage. And so American Right to Life points out, how could anyone be surprised that four states voted in favor of homosexual marriage after Christian leaders and conservatives looked to Mitt Romney as America's hope, the very man who was the father of homosexual marriage? And that's a link, and you could get the proof that that's what he was, and he is. The architect of Obamacare, the one who forced pro-life hospitals to distribute the abortion pill, and the adoption agencies to service homosexual couples. If Romney had won, then both big parties would have been convinced that they can completely ignore the fundamental Christian values, which principles are the only hope for raising America out of the godless, socialist, immoral cesspool that we are sinking into. So to reevaluate pro-life political strategy, please see the Focus on the Strategy video on this page or get it via DVD. That's the end of the press release. And by the way, you could get that from us here at Bob and Yurt Live. You could call American Right to Life. That'd be great. They'd love to get it to you. You could go to their website, AmericanRightToLife.org/focus on the strategy/focus. That should do it for you. Easy to find. You can watch it online for free, or you could get it in a DVD, or you could get like 10 DVDs or 100 cheap, because this is what is helping to build the personhood movement, because the darker it becomes, the brighter Christ light shines. And it doesn't matter if you live in a country like Germany. If you're Corrie Ten Boom, your influence is what matters for eternity for you and those around you. The fact that the whole world is going to hell, it doesn't have to go to hell with a boost from you. You could stand in the gap and point people to the truth and to Jesus Christ as our creator, who made us male and female, as he said. And God is our creator, and he made us in his image and his likeness. And that's the foundation of a healthy human being's life. And that points us to salvation through Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. And it's the only hope for a culture. It's the only hope. It's not money. It's not the economy. It's not Romney.
You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study his word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.